Dreamscape presents Don't Go Down There by Kirsten Modlin. Narrated by Natalie Nottis, Scott Brick, and Jesse Valinsky. For the women who know. The human heart has hidden treasures, in secret kept, in silence sealed. The thoughts, the hopes, the dreams, the pleasures, whose charms were broken if revealed. And feelings, once as strong as passions, float softly back, a faded dream. Our own sharp griefs and wild sensations, the tale of others' sufferings seem. Charlotte Bronte. Chapter 1. Andy. Something is wrong. The second I walk into my house, I know it. I feel it in my gut, somewhere down deep. Bone level. Cellular. My body radiates from the sensation, as if I'm suddenly an animal in the wild, innately aware of danger. It's dark and silent in the house, first of all, despite my husband's gray Mazda sitting in the driveway. But that's not why I feel this way. There's something off with the air, something suffocating, as if I can inhale the stress and the tension, detect them with my lungs. Spence, I call into the still, silent house, flipping on a lamp as I pass through the living room on my way to the kitchen. It's lighter in here, the afternoon sun shining through the bay window, but I still can't shake the feeling that something is very wrong. Where is he? I cross the room, place my purse on the long granite top of the island, and peer out into the backyard. Nothing. Spencer? You here? Back at the island, I reach for my phone, checking to see that he still hasn't responded to my texts or calls. When I received a notification from our location-sharing app that he'd arrived home in the middle of the afternoon on a Friday, I'd initially sent him a text joking about him slacking off. After an hour had passed with no response, I started to worry. What if something was wrong? What if he was doing something wrong? Images of finding him in our bedroom with a stranger, clothing strewn about, naked bodies melding together, filled my mind. I'm not an especially jealous person. You can't be when your husband works in the entertainment industry and is constantly spending time with people who spend more on their appearance in a month than I make in a year. Models, actresses, singers, beautiful women just looking for their break. Though my husband isn't an agent yet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?